hotline is an old friend of the show. We haven't talked to him for years and years and years and years, and he claims he was a part of that mission. It's Sergeant Buck Maverick from the field. Come in, Sergeant Buck Maverick.
Donovan Miller.
Hey, yeah. Sergeant Buck Maverick, how are
you? Sergeant Buck Maverick, formerly of the 5th Division, currently of Navy SEAL Team 6.
Oh, congratulations. Oh. I didn't know you guys were supposed to publicize that.
I gotta tell you, getting into Team 6 was tough.
Yeah.
I trained my body to perform to a superhuman degree. I had to run 400 miles a day for 60 days without any water.
Wow.
It's impossible.
I had to kill a yak with my bare hands to survive in the wilds of British Columbia. With only a copy of the Bible to keep me sane. I had to reassemble a helicopter in 40-degree shark-infested water with a Pontiac tied to my ankle.
Man. Boy, that is tough training.
You're a tough dude.
But I made the team, and when the call came to get Bin Laden, I was ready. It was pretty intense in there, gentlemen.
Yeah, so you can actually tell us about it.
The boys got the call in the middle of the night. We quickly pulled on our gear and slid down the pole to get into the choppers.
Like a fire station?
I rode shotgun because I was the commander.
Uh-huh.
At first, I didn't think we'd make it before daybreak because somebody put in the wrong address into Google Maps. We busted in the house next door on accident at first because the paint on the curb numbers was kind of faded.
Oh, no.
I imagine you would find that in Pakistan a lot.
But we quickly corrected that and busted into the compound.
Uh-huh.
One of those goat herders pulled out an AK and started firing at us.
Oh, my.
But one well-placed shot by one of our boys blew his turban 20 feet into the air.
Oh, my gosh.
And he took off running wearing nothing but a thong and a muscle shirt.
Like a news story we had earlier.
We cornered Bin Laden while he was still strapped in his love swing.
Oh, wow, new detail.
How did that make it in this?
He couldn't get out. We couldn't tell if he was surrendering because he still had the ball gag in his mouth.
Unbelievable.
But it didn't matter. We shot him to hell. To hell, I tell ya.
Yeah.
Did you get the kill shot, or can you tell us that?
I got the kill shot.
Wow.
As we carried out his body, I had only one question on my mind.
What's that?
Will Rhymes do another Penny song in Summer Bash? Just curious.
Probably.
A couple of the boys were asking.
I don't think we have our set list done yet. Probably.
And I can tell you that bastard wasn't buried at sea.
Really?
He's on a slab, a cold slab in Bethesda.
Wow. Lots of info here.
Now America's a safer place, boys. The world is a safer place.
Uh-huh.
And the world wants to know, does Terminator still do a blog for Scott Boiner on the sports page?
I don't know.
I know he's blogging with the news, but I don't know about Scott Boiner.
I tell you, all the constant fire I'm under is driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel my mind turning to mush.
Uh-oh.
Hang in there.
Now that we got Bin Laden, you guys still want me to take out Norm?
No, I know
you had asked me about that earlier.
No,
never gave that order. That's ridiculous.
I gotta go, boys. We're pulling out, I tell you.
All right, congratulations.
Sergeant Buck Maverick from the field. I don't know how much of that was accurate. 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We go to Game 2 tonight in Los Angeles, Mavericks and Lakers. Some Dirk versus Kobe numbers to wrestle about next.
Baseball, ball, baseball, baseball, sports.